There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Can your savings weather an economic storm? There are very few physical assets you can invest in that are proven to stand the test of time. Gold has withstood as a valued form of money for millennia, and Birch Gold lets you convert a retirement account into a tax-sheltered IRA and physical gold that doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket. Text COAST to 989898 and claim your free info kit on gold. Text COAST to 989898 and secure your savings today.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
George Norrie with you along with Daniel Sheehan. Daniel wrote a book back in 2013 called The People's Advocate. His website is linked up at coasttocoastam.com. Daniel, can they legally, Congress legally hold sessions with closed door meetings?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That Congress has authorized to issue subpoenas and to compel people to come in and testify, that it has to be undertaken pursuant to their role of passing legislation and approving budgets, et cetera. But they're totally authorized to do that because they once you have acknowledged that there are some legitimate areas for protecting privacy or protecting national security secrets, they're allowed to hold closed-door hearings like that. And what our objective is the New Paradigm Institute, is to rally the people to get these hearings to open up so that we have public access to this information. Because the whole idea is that in order for our citizens to participate in making these profoundly important decisions about what relationship we're going to have with this extraterrestrial civilization, we have to have the people knowledgeable about this. So the New Paradigm Institute has set up this whole website where people can contact us right away. They can just come to newparadigminstitute.org, and we have action steps for them to take. This isn't just for entertainment or observation. This is for taking action to get in touch with your congresspeople and your senators simply by pushing the buttons that we've put together for contacting your particular senator and congressperson to give them support. Because, as I said, 98% of the people in both the House and the Senate, in both the Republican Party and the Democratic Party, want to have this 64 pages of legislation passed. We've gotten 24 pages of them passed, but the New Paradigm Institute has organized a whole mechanism by means of which we can organize the people, mobilize the people, and get the people to take action. Because people keep saying to them, what can I do? You know, I'm not in Washington, D.C. I can't go to all of these hearings. I don't even know when these hearings are taking place. That's part of what the New Paradigm Institute will do. It'll notify everybody about what hearings are possible and mobilize the people to contact their senators and congresspeople to get them to have the hearings and to open hearings up so we can know what's going on. That's what we're doing at the New Paradigm Institute.org.
Daniel, what organizations or agencies do you think are behind these hearings?
Well, this particular hearing that's coming up on Tuesday morning is the House Oversight Committee. That James Comer, who's the chair of that, the Republican chair, and Jamie Raskin, who is the ranking Democratic member of that committee, both are extremely forward-leaning about wanting to get this information into the hands of Congress. And it turns out that over on the Senate side, the Democratic chair of the Intelligence Committee, Mark Warner from Virginia, and Mark Rubio from Florida, the Republican ranking member there, are both totally dedicated to getting this information into the hands of the United States Congress. So both those committees, the Senate Intelligence Committee, which is run by the majority Democratic Party on the Senate side, and the House Oversight Committee over on the House side, which is run by the Republicans, are both supportive of getting this done. So those are the two committees that we're asking people to focus on and to contact the newparadigminstitute.org and learn how you can give support to both of those two committees to hold public hearings. Those are the two committees we're targeting, the House Oversight Committee, run by the Republican Party, and the Senate Intelligence Committee, run by the Democratic Party on the Senate side.
That's dramatic, Daniel. It really is. But who do you think they're trying to hide this from, the public, or do you think they don't know what's going to be said by the witnesses, hence they want it secret as opposed to what they maybe already know?
Well, no, they over on the Senate side, they know very well what the whistleblowers are going to say, because we have 40 of them who have come forward,
right,
to meet the members of the Senate Intelligence Committee and have testified under oath already to them and have provided documented proof beyond any doubt at all of the veracity of what it is that they're telling the Senate. And so the Senate is in the process now of trying to garner the support of the House side because the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, Turner, over there, Michael Turner, has been blocking this. He is from the 10th Congressional District of Ohio, which is the home base of the Wright-Patterson Air Force Base. And it's also the principal field office of Radiance Technologies, which is one of the aerospace industries that is trying to keep it secret so they can try to get a patent on the technology that is going to enable them to make weapons. That's what they're dedicated to trying to do.
It's dramatic. What do you expect, Daniel, to come from these hearings?
Well, I think that the first important part is to get the members of Congress informed as to what the 40 whistleblowers are prepared to talk about in the kind of documented proof that they have of showing what's going on, so they can get the House and Senate briefed up under oath, under security oaths, about what it is that the truth of the matter is, and to some of the truth anyway, and that will then inspire the members of the House and Senate to go forward to override the resistance, for example, of Michael Turner, who is using his power as the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee to block the enforcement of this, and so that I think that what's going to get revealed at the first instance is to the House Oversight Committee people and the Senate Intelligence Committee people the fact that we are in possession of more than one fully intact operating UFO. And we're going to find out to what degree the private industry has been put into possession of one or more of these craft for the purpose of back engineering the technology to try to develop a weapon system, a United States launched missile, for example, mm-hmm. that can part of Russia or China inside of 2 minutes, making it a deadly first strike weapon that there'd be no way to defend against that And the problem is the temptation to use such a weapon is so overwhelming that we have had treaties established to prevent any nation state from developing that kind of a weapon. And so that, you know, there's the old Sufi saying that when a pickpocket meets a saint, all he sees are his pockets. And so what's happened is our government has come into possession of the extraordinary revelation of the fact that there exists this extraterrestrial civilization and that they're coming and going from our planet. And all the national security state people can think of is, how do we make a weapon out of that technology?
Yeah.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Instead of trying to look at peaceful purposes, they want a weapon, don't they?
Yeah. And so we're the New Paradigm Institute is has been basically designated by the Senate Intelligence Committee in their 64-page bill as one of the groups, the civilian groups that are authorized to nominate people to the president to be put on this independent board to review all of this information on behalf of the Congress. Michael Turner in the House has blocked allowing an independent agency to be put together to oversee this information. And he's also opposed to having any subpoena power to subpoena any one of the 6 military services, any one of the 18 intelligence agencies, any one of the 32 Defense Department agencies, and any of the private aerospace corporations who have any of this technology, to force them to turn this over to the Congress. That's what the 64-page bill from the Senate mandated. Now, the 24 pages that we have succeeded in getting passed on December 22nd does, in fact, order these agencies to turn over the information to the Library of Congress, to the National Archives, and to the Congress of the United States. The problem is that there's no enforcement mechanism. And so it's more or less like the Boland Amendment was back in 1984 when Congress passed the Boland Amendment ordering the Reagan-Bush administration not to give any support, either direct or indirect, to the Contras down in Central America. That was the ousted authoritarian regime of Anastasio Somoza, that he was mobilizing to try to overthrow the government of Nicaragua, and they were mining the harbors of Nicaragua, which was a violation of international law. So the International Court in The Hague condemned the Contras as international criminals for violating the international rules against mining civilian harbors. And so the Congress of the United States passed the resolution prohibiting the administration and Reagan Bush's administration and the CIA and any of the military agencies from giving any military aid to the Contras. So, but they didn't put any enforcement mechanisms into the statute. And so therefore the CIA just went around it and ignored them. And so our office at that time, the Christic Institute in Washington, D.C., mobilized a federal criminal racketeering act, a civil lawsuit against them, and started taking depositions and doing investigations and providing information to Congress, and were eventually able to mobilize the people around the country so that we had over 100 citizen action teams mobilized all around the country, contacting their congresspeople and senators, writing letters to the editor, doing public demonstrations on behalf of demanding congressional hearings about this. And we succeeded, as you all know, in getting those hearings. And we stopped the supply of weapons, and we stopped the smuggling of cocaine coming in with CIA support. And so we're trying to do a similar thing here by mobilizing the people around the country. We're going to be setting up these action teams in all 435 congressional districts. So we want the people to contact us at the New Paradigm Institute .org, so we can assist them in setting up an action team in their own hometown, so that we can have them writing letters to their editors, contacting their congresspeople. We'll enable them to contact their congresspeople just by simply coming to our website, and they'll see all they have to do is put in their name and their area code so they know what congressional district they're in, push the button, and the communication will go to their congresspersons and or their congressperson and their senators, you know, asking, giving them support for holding these public hearings that we all want to have. We succeeded in doing this in the Iran-Contra case, and we're going to be succeeding in doing it here with regard to the UFO information. But it's only through the mobilization of our citizens ourselves that we're going to be able to achieve this. Otherwise, they're going to continue to keep this secret and try to make weapons out of the technology rather than making available for the whole world all of the extraordinary positive benefits that are going to come from being able to have, you know, peaceful and productive relations with this extraterrestrial civilization, many planets of which may have as many much as 5 billion years more advanced technology and knowledge than we do.
Is your New Paradigm Institute up and running, ready to roll?
It's rolling. It's a 501c3, a wholly integrated auxiliary of our Romero Institute. We have offices on Capitol Hill. We are about the only civilian group that's allowed inside the federal enclave. We're right there immediately next door to the Senate Intelligence Committee. And right immediately next door to the United States Supreme Court, across the street from Congress, so that we can meet regularly and have lunches regularly with the Senate Intelligence staff and the House Oversight staff. You know, we're organized right central to the whole operation that's going on. And as I say, we're actually designated in the Senate bill as the one of the offices authorized to nominate people to this independent board. So we're the go-to people. If people will just contact us at newparadigminstitute.org, we will help them set up a citizens group in their own community, give them all of the materials that they need to be kind of a leader and an organizer, to bring your friends and families together and have meetings at your home and meetings at your social clubs, at meeting at your churches and synagogues and temples. You know, we have to mobilize our people to give support to the Congress people, to have the courage to do this, because they know that there's been 75 years of this covert operation that's been underway through the Central Intelligence Agency's Operations Directorate and through the Joint Special Operations Command of the United States Pentagon that have been working together to destroy people. Any political person, elected official that tries to get to the bottom of this, are having their political careers destroyed.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.